Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN Local News. Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Church was jammed with friends, family, and first responders on Saturday, all saying goodbye to Master Trooper Anthony Godwin. The North Carolina Highway Patrol trooper died last week on a hunting trip. Godwin, age 35, left behind a wife and two small children. An account has been set up through the State Employees Credit Union to assist the family. Donations to the family may be made to the benefit for Anthony Godwin at any SECU branch. And you can make your checks out to Heather Godwin. The next few days, we'll see sub-freezing temperatures at night and chilly temperatures during the day. It's still going to be dangerously cold, and be sure to winterize your vehicles, protect your pipes, and secure your water pump. Make provisions for outside pets as well. And you can see meteorologist Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates at ColumbusCountyNews.com. And because of these cold temperatures, the warming station will be open again from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at the Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Meals will be served at the center behind the main church. And the feeding pot will be open at 2 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. You can call 910-918-4531 for more information. In other news, the North Carolina Forest Service, the North Carolina Wildlife Commission, and the Nature Conservancy are gearing up for another controlled burn season, which runs from January through August. People who live in or near pine forests can expect to see smoke-conducted controlled burns to restore area forests. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein was officially sworn into office this past Wednesday, replacing Roy Cooper in the state's top slot. Stein promised continued help for Hurricane Helene victims, better teacher pay, improvements to schools, and protection of personal rights. A public inauguration for the new governor and all the Council of State is later this week. The late Waccamaw Depot Museum is now on their winter hours. The museum will be open Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. until February 22nd. The museum is located on Flemington Drive in late Waccamaw. Admission is free. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office is collecting camp stove-size LP bottles for shipment to Western North Carolina. The deadline is this Sunday, January 12th, and you can drop off your donations at the Sheriff's Office on Washington Street in Whiteville. And the Southeastern Genealogical Society will meet this Saturday at the Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. The speaker will be Henry Mintz. He will discuss Columbus County in the 19th century. The meeting will begin at 2 p.m., but members often arrive early to share family history, and everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.